Can I give you some college sports news real quick?
Is this breaking news?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's being reported by quite a few college football reporters and sources now that USC and UCLA will be joining the Big Ten.
I love a little bit of breaking news.
You know, the Big Ten that has a school in New Jersey in Rutgers. And USC, which just made some of the splashiest moves in the last couple decades of the sport with their coaching hire and their recruiting, is now leaving the Pac-12 to go play in the center eastern portion of the country. It's not finalized, but it's being reported by enough people that this appears to be happening. And now there will be two conferences that matter.
I thought one of the reasons Lincoln left OU was because he didn't want to go to the SEC.
I mean, he never said that, right? Speculation, who knows? And the SEC.
You think Lincoln has anything to do with this decision?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out a lot more about it. But you will always have Michigan, Penn State to deal with. Iowa, Wisconsin are always in the mix. Michigan State's decent. It's not the SEC, but still.
You didn't even say Ohio State, did you?
Did I? I thought I said Michigan, Ohio State.
You said Penn State.
Okay, excuse me. Well, Penn State's there.
Yeah.
Ohio State, dominant. And now they will add to one blue blood program, at least in football, and another one that's a blue blood in basketball.
So when they do all this, as this continues to happen in just the two conferences, one of them gets Clemson, right? Or, I mean, they're going to have to change the rules for how the playoff is set up.
Yeah, that's all kind of in flux right now, you know, because they were already, they had plans that appeared to be close to being finalized for how they were going to change the playoff, you know, six teams, and there's going to be not neutral site, but, you know, on-campus games for the first four, then they'll play. The whole thing is completely up in the air right now, including what team is in what conference. There's about,
yeah,
to,
and
to be a college football conference where Texas and Oklahoma play against LSU, Florida, and A&M, and USC and UCLA play against Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan. It's really, really weird, man. I mean,
it feels like it sucks, but I'm old, you know, and change. I fear change, all that kind of stuff. But it just, you know, when you grow up somewhere, you feel like, oh, okay, I'm rivals with this place that's closest to me.
Yeah, and your neighbors, his dad went to the different school, and he's got that flag out. And
but as the Cowboys showed, you know, when they didn't play ball in realigning the NFL, they said, we like playing against the big market East Coast teams. And they said, okay, you're in the East. The Cowboys showed you can just have rivalries because you play them every year. You certainly think of the Giants and the Eagles as your rival, right?
Don't know that I have a solid defense for you, but college sports feels different to me. Whether it's because you go to the games.
But it's already been set up for years. Like, the Cowboys weren't already playing, who are their closest rival? Would obviously be Houston and New Orleans, you know?
Right.
They weren't already playing them for years, and then you said, no, now you're not anymore. You're now going to play the Giants.
Right.
Like, Giants are they're embedded in your head as the rival. Where embedded in your head is the Pac-10. They're going to play up and down the coast. That's, I'm sure all those teams, you know, really gear up when USC's coming to town. Just like Baylor and Tech and whoever geared up when the Longhorns come to town.
No doubt.
That's why it's kind of cool to have a couple of big boys in your conference that's going to be a big deal. But if all the big boys keep fleeing all the conferences and then just they all have their own conference, then that's not part of it anymore. It's, you know, I'm sure, like, if the Big Ten ends up getting rid of, I don't know, who's in it?
You Northwestern say Rutgers or Indiana, yeah, or Rutgers.
Like,
or,
okay, Northwestern, they don't belong here sports-wise, so.
No, and that's probably what will happen. Just a further stratification of all this, which is just basically leaning into it being pro sports. You can't even begin to sell the idea.
And they've always
that you're
been
a student
that
athlete.
We just, yeah.
If I got to go from South from Southern California to New Jersey to play a baseball game or a basketball game on like a Thursday night.
Well, they're going at least two time zones for every game, right? I mean, except for UCLA.
Yeah.
It's major major travel for every road game.
Yeah, because those are the only two that are being announced right now. There's no news on, you know, Oregon or Washington State.
Well, they don't want them.
Oregon, I would say, that's a pretty, I don't know what their revenue's like, but they got the Phil Knight thing. They're typically pretty good. But they clearly didn't make this cutoff.
Maybe we should do some McElroy this week or tomorrow or something.
We should. Because it got to this point in a different way, but eventually there will just be two super conferences. It's not something that just happened by decree one off season. It's just basically taken three or four. And now you introduce the NIL angle to it. It's pro sports now. It's basically all college football is, as USC and UCLA are headed to the Big Ten.
Sports are sports, and teams are teams.
Okay.
Very wise, Roland. Very wise.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.